It's crazy. It's one of those things where you set the goal, you do it, and you're like, holy shit, I achieved that. It's like, well, I made it this far. What else can I do?
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
I am completely honored and just totally excited to bring to you Caitlin O'Shaughnessy from TripScope, one of the most outstanding tech startups in Los Angeles with an extraordinary female founder. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, Esprit.
Hi. Tell me a little bit about TripScope. What's your role? And
So
dive into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the CEO and founder of TripScope. And what we do at TripScope is we integrate the traditional offline travel agent and plug them into our online channels, offering virtual travel planning and mobile concierge support.
And when was it founded?
Back in 2013.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And like, what inspired the company?
My background is I used to work as a luxury travel agent, and just my firsthand experience working in the industry, I saw the need to provide a more modern tool to make travel agents relevant and finally make them accessible to today's consumers. So created TripScope to kind of take all the added value and expertise to travel agents and just plug it into a really online and mobile friendly outlet.
And you have about 4,500 travel agents on TripScope now.
Truth.
How do you get there? How'd you get to your first travel agent?
Well, I mean, I myself was a travel agent and pretty heavily involved in the travel agent community. I founded an organization called Millennials in Travel. And so that's now the nation's largest young travel professionals company. And so what we did is we created TripScope to be a B2B software solution for travel agents to streamline the itinerary creation process. And because of that network of young travel agents, they would then take it, bring it into their agencies, and then their, you know, executives would start seeing them using it. And I was able to penetrate all these different agencies by going through them.
And now it's extraordinary. You have these huge hotel chains wanting you to speak and be that representation of what it is to be hip, young, and cool in travel, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've created a pretty good brand for myself as being a thought leader in travel, as well as, you know, a millennial and very forward thinking about new travel tech trends and what people want.
What are some of the organizations you've spoken for in hotel chains?
Spoken with Marriott, and I've spoken at large travel tech conferences as well. Virtuoso is the top luxury consortia. I've spoken with them as well.
That's amazing. And what does TripScope mean to you?
It means that, you know, we're going out there and we're changing people's perceptions of what travel agents do. We're introducing this whole new breed of travel agents that's very modern, and it's going to maintain that human element that travel agents always possessed, but also deliver personalization and customization to people. It's a really exciting time to be in the industry.
And what I love about knowing you is, you know, we were just talking about how she's been this incredible speaker at these huge organizations, but she didn't start out that way.
No.
So how did you feel when you gave your first talk? When was that? And who was it to? And how'd that go?
Oh, it was horrible. So I had a horrible fear of public speaking. And I went to one of these pitch competitions. And there's actually, I didn't even know, but at the time they had some pretty legitimate investors as judges. And so I got up there and I felt like my tongue just swole. Like I just could not get the words out. I was just choking over my words. It was horrible. And I was so pissed afterwards because like I knew my startup was way better than all those other guys that were up there pitching. But unless like I got my shit together and could articulate exactly what my product was and what my business was, it wasn't going to get me anywhere. So then I took it upon myself to go to Toastmasters twice a week. And I also hired a pitch coach.
Wait, what is Toastmasters?
It's a place to help you with public speaking. And it's a great program. People from all walks of life come. But it's just, you know, if you're not in college anymore, when else do you have the opportunity to really speak publicly? So I did that. And then I got, I was selected as one of the top finalists at this really big pitch competition in front of a big stage and with lots of people in the audience. And just kept practicing and practicing. And I ended up winning it. So,
and congratulations. And how did you find your pitch coach?
I found her. Her name is Laurel Johnson, and she's awesome.
How can we look her up?
If any of you have anyone to help you with even just like going and sitting at board meetings and how to properly present yourself, Laurel is awesome. So I found her because of the CrowdFundX LA pitch competition. She was one of the people that helped. And I still will call her up just to help with my sales strategy, with my sales team. And she's just awesome.
How can people look up Laurel?
Laurel Johnson. I think it's Laurel, laureljohnson.com.
Well included in the show notes, you guys, so you could see.
Hope she doesn't mind.
No. How big is your team?
We have 8 people now.
And what are the majority of the roles?
I have my CTO, and then I have my head of operations, sales, marketing, and in-house itinerary specialist.
And you didn't know anything about tech at one point. Mm-hmm. And now you have this amazing team. You've raised over $1 million. You are one of the leaders for women in tech here in LA. How'd you do that?
Real lucky. I think what it was is like, I just knew, I didn't know anything about tech, but I knew travel. I knew travel like the back of my hand. I knew my industry frontwards and backwards, and I knew the business, and I knew how I could generate revenue and solve a pain point. And so I just took that upon myself. And then there's resources that are out there in this, you know, tech community, especially Santa Monica and Venice. And I just started educating myself. I went to events. I would sit and listen to other people pitch. I would, you know, study all the different like apps and everything that were already out there. And, you know, you just take it upon yourself.
And so when did you become interested in tech? When was that moment that you're like, I want to pursue this world?
It was just when I had this burning desire to create this travel app. And then I went to my first hackathon at the ROC in Santa Monica. And I was just...
Which is like a co-working space.
Yes. Yes. And I was just introduced to this whole new world. There was all these engineers. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is fascinating. I want to be a part of this. And I found some engineers to help me build out my app, and then 48 hours later, we came out of it with a little prototype of what TripScope was. So,
I actually think hackathons are the biggest hack to get free engineering help.
Yeah.
There's so many hackathons now. They're so popular. If you guys have an idea like Caitlin did and you just don't know where to find your tech team, the best, easiest, most fluid way to get started is by finding a hackathon. And unfortunately, off the top of my head, I can't tell you where to figure out every single hackathon going on in the world. But I'm sure if you just contact one of your local co-working spaces, they will totally have the information to tell you what hackathons are going on around the community.
Yeah. And I will say, I remember I was talking to one gentleman in the tech community, and I went up to him. He used to host all these tech events. And I'd say, hey, you know, I have this idea for this travel app. And I sat down with him, and I had already created, like, I had no background in art, but on Microsoft Word, I did little wireframes of what the app was to look like. And then underneath it, I'd write out, this button is going to do this. This is what this function will be. And he was like, holy shit, I'm so impressed. He's like, so many people come to these events saying, oh, I have this idea, but they don't actually have a plan of how you're going to execute that idea, or, you know, next steps, or what you want it to actually be.
Right.
And he said, he's like, I've been doing this for years. And he's like, the fact that you had that mapped out, and I still have it, actually, I kept it. But I think it's important, like, not just to say you want to create an app and then go to a hackathon, but really have a crystal clear vision of how you want it to be. And then from there, you can grow and learn and find out next steps of how to actually make that dream a reality.
Totally. And you've taught yourself everything from building a mobile app. I mean, you didn't build it yourself, but you're highly involved in the process and hiring the team to bring you there, as well as raising money. You've taught yourself how to raise money. And we mentioned that you've raised over $1 million. But in the beginning, it started with just $15,000-ish checks, mm-hmm, one by one, by stalking on LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly. I would find other people in the travel tech space, and I would reach out to them, ask to meet them at Starbucks for coffee, and I would pitch my idea. and asked if they would like to invest $15,000. And so from there, I was able to get checks for $15,000 from a couple different investors. And then, you know, then I'd get $25,000, then I'd get $50,000. But a lot of it was just reaching out blindly to people and, you know, saying what you're doing. And a lot of people were willing to take the chance and meet up with me and believed in what I was doing.
I know you're making it sound so fluid and easy right now. And earlier in the interview, you used the word lucky, but I actually don't agree because I know you and you are a hustler. And I truly have witnessed you create your own luck. I don't think anything has been handed to you easy. I think you go after life with the most enormous amount of zest I've ever seen. How many times have you been rejected?
183.
So 183 investors have said a big no before you got a big yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I keep track of every investor I ever met with, but I've had investors tell me, you're stupid. I like your product, but I just don't like you. I've had people straight up tell me no one will ever invest in your startup, that, you know, travel agents are dead, they're a dying breed, why would we invest in this? And, you know, every no, I just was more determined to get that yes. And, you know, I got very fortunate because after 183 no's, my 184th meeting just happened to be with the former CEO of Expedia, and he said yes. And once he said yes, I had, you know, my round closed in the next 2 weeks. So as long as you can just keep trying. There's someone out there who will believe in you, believe in what you're doing, and you just got to keep going for it.
And how did you survive that perseverance? Because that's not easy for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it definitely sucks. it takes some getting used to. And I think you just have to believe in what you're doing. You have to believe so hard in what you're doing. And hell, when you're feeling down, I would sometimes just go on Pinterest and look up the word failure and all those inspirational quotes.
Yeah.
And that inspires me, and just having, you know, a core group of friends who believe in what you're doing and also who have been in the startup scene for a while. And, you know, my advisor actually told me, he's like, it's only a numbers game. He's like, just keep going out there. You know, you'll get knocked down, but eventually someone will say yes. So just don't give up.
And so there's two things I want to touch point on. One, you mentioned having a good core group of friends. And I've said a ton of times, when people say, you know, what are some of the things you recommend when starting your own company? I'd be like, well, first of all, before you even start, make sure you know what friends you're going to lean on, mm-hmm. because it's a hard journey. And so tell me more about how your friends are supported. I think it's really difficult to be hard to be friends with an entrepreneur.
Oh, it's extremely hard.
So what? How were your friends able to support you during that time?
Well, all of my friends that I first made early on, I mean, like you and other ones, they're all entrepreneurs as well. And they've been in the startup game for a while. And those are still my core group of friends. Because once you start the journey and you're, you know, head down, working your ass off 24/7, it's very easy to become antisocial. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's so important to have those friends that you can call on to be like, this is horrible, I'm freaking out. And they're strong. They know what it's like, and they'll help inspire you to push you to keep going.
And let me tell you, I don't know if she wants me to say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. Let me tell you what kind of friend Caitlin is. Like, as an entrepreneur, for those of you that haven't started your own companies yet, it really is like the blinders are on, and when you're working, and like, it's incredible. Caitlin, what would you say is your calling?
Definitely just to be the voice of this next generation of travel. You know, I think that my industry is changing a lot with alternative accommodations and Airbnb and new ways of booking travel and all the cool apps that are out there. And so I want to be at the forefront that's helping, you know, make that change. And so I definitely want to be the voice of the next generation of travelers and travel professionals.
I think you already are.
Thank you.
How did you know, like, or when did you know that was your calling?
I remember being a travel agent, and I was at a travel agent event, and I remember looking around the room and just thinking, like, no one else is going to step up and change this. At that point, I was like, I'm going to take it upon myself to be that change.
I love it. I love it. And who was your mentor in getting to where you are today?
Well, actually, I think my first investor, his name is John Smelzer, and he's done several startups, and he's just so cool. Like, he was... You know, I did sports all my life, so it's that kind of like tough, where it's like, come on, pick your head up, you got this, keep going. And he really helped mold me in those early days where I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And then very fortunate then to get accepted into Amplify, where I had, you know, a whole team of advisors and mentors to help guide me and make the right choices. And so,
and you were the first female founder at Amplify.
I was.
What is Amplify?
Amplify is an accelerator program. It's one of the nation's top ranked ones. Here, it's in LA and Venice, and they're great. They take in companies. I think they're up to like 55 portfolio companies, and they invest in those companies and just help them prepare to go meet with, you know, VCs up in Silicon Valley and get you ready to be successful.
How do you overcome challenges? We talked about this a little bit before, but is there like one takeaway that you can, you know, impart on people, just like when you're going through, when you're on your 182 no, mm-hmm. here's something you could just like hold and think about in order to make it to the next one?
I think it's just, you have to have the right mindset. I think that for me, I just, failure was not an option. And I remember I've had several people say, you know, it's okay to fail. A lot of startups aren't going to make it. And in my head, I straight up told them, I said, I will die before letting TripScope go under. And I stand by that. You know, I know you're supposed to fail fast and keep moving. I can't even comprehend that. I will do whatever it takes to ensure that, you know, we are successful.
How about those people that have the question, and so many people do? I've had the question about myself, like, when is it time to throw in the cards?
It's never over until the founder says, I give up. And everything, I feel like, at least in my life, has been a stepping stone to get me to the next level. And so I've always set goals, whether it be, you know, I really wanted to get an Amplify. And so every day I lived in Venice, I would go for jogs in the morning and I would go and touch the glass because it says Amplify right on Windward
Circle. No way, I didn't know that.
Every morning, yeah.
And that's so,
like,
so cool.
You just obsess over it.
Whoa.
And then yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. You just always are telling yourself that. And I always write down exactly like what my next dreams are. And you position yourself like to make it. Every goal I set, I wanted to make. And this year, my goal has always been to make a Forbes 30 Under 30.
And you did it!
I made it this year, yes. So I was really excited about it. But if you just kind of obsess over things and say, okay, what's my next step? And then have short-term and long-term goals, repeat them daily. That's how you get them done.
Was there ever a point where you recognized you were on a track that you were like, wait, I don't like the direction I'm going in? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you wanted to change it.
Yeah, I think it's very easy to get ahead of yourself, to get caught up in trends. I almost got caught up in the whole AI chatbot trend, which is, you know, being widely used, especially in travel. And
what is that? Some people may not know.
Artificial intelligence in chatbots. So like Siri, essentially. Say you say like, Siri, yeah. Where is a great bakery? And then it pulls up all this information. And in travel, you know, because we are an on-demand travel concierge, it's like, well, why not just get rid of the humans and then just have it be, you know, a chatbot?
Right.
But, you know, one thing I want to maintain is the human element of the travel agents. And chatbots, they just can't qualify and read the individual to, mm-hmm. you know, assess what are their needs and what's their type of, you know,
totally.
Travel needs. So I almost went down that path and was like, oh, hell no, this is not what we stand for. So don't get caught up in all the hype of new things because you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, I guess.
No, I love that about you. One of my favorite things is that you really own your own individualism, identity, thought processes, and you're so confident with them. Even when it seems like the world is not agreeing with you, you feel so true to what your own belief system is in the best way, not in a like ignorant way, in a leadership way. Like, you're a visionary and you're like, you may not get it. Just like, I'm sure when Steve Jobs first told people about the iPhone, they'd be like, psh, whatever. But it's like, it took over the world. And so I love how committed you are to your visions.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. How did those life experiences you had in like, you know, thinking, well, maybe the chatbot and then not going with it, how did they aid in your success today? Like, that kind of way of thinking.
I think, yeah, just keeping laser focused on what the goal is. You know, always stick to, why did I start? What was the reason that I started? You know, what was the immediate pain point? And then making sure that stays as like number one priority and not getting caught up with all the add-ons that can help. It's very important. One of the biggest things that I had a challenge with was that a lot of investors said to me, you know, travel agents, yeah, you can probably own this market. He goes, but how big of a market is it? Like, what is the market size? Is it even large enough? You know, will I get my 10x return? Is this a $1 billion, you know, industry? And I had a lot of people say like, oh, you could really, you know, you can make this into like a $50 million company, but can you make it into the billion? And I was like, well, shit, like, how are we going to make it into that? And yeah. I got so, so obsessed with just becoming that unicorn. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm pretty confident I could turn this into, you know, $100 million, which is right. pretty good. And, you know, we actually do generate revenue. We're not just going for that North Star. Like, we have a plan and we can grow and expand that and scale it up very quickly. So.
Awesome. Awesome. What's the best lesson you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dream?
Really, I guess anything's possible. I mean, it's crazy. It's one of those things where you set the goal, you do it, and you're like, holy shit, I achieved that. It's like, well, I made it this far. What else can I do?
Right.
So I think just believing in yourself, knowing what you're good at, you know, knowing your key strengths, knowing what you're bad at, and then hiring people to take care of that.
Totally.
I think that's number one.
Which women in tech inspires you?
There's a lot of girls. I mean, obviously the Amplify girls, Crystal Rose, the Sensei, Ivka, Viconnery. You know, they're just
awesome.
We've
had Ivka Viconnery on.
Yeah, she's great.
On the show.
And I mean, there's not as many of us as I hoped there would be. So it is cool to have a good demographic or a small little group of girls that also can relate to.
Totally. What's next for you?
What's next is just scaling. We have another round of funding that we're going to close, and then really just blowing it up, trying to go into the international market as well. Right now, we're mainly focused in North America, but we want to scale it to over 30 countries in the next 2 years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do like a quick fire.
Woo-hoo.
Real quick, a round of questions. What book do you recommend?
Best book.
Already off to a bad start.
I was thinking like Frankenstein, and I was like,
Why not?
I just like that.
Sure, that's done. What podcast or video series is your fave?
We Are LA Tech.
Aw, thanks, man. What resource do you recommend for someone wanting to get involved in tech?
Red Bull.
I love that. What is your hobby?
Sleeping.
And how can people stay in touch with you?
You can follow me at Caitlin Osh on Twitter, Caitlin Oshansi on LinkedIn, and at Tripscope.
Can you spell your Twitter?
KATELYNOSH.
Perfect. Caitlin, thank you so much for sharing your Tripscope story.
Thank you.
You're wow. Check out Caitlin's video for Tripscope. It's definitely luxury. It's amazing. I'm so proud of this girl. I highly recommend you connect with her. She's an extraordinary female founder. She's an amazing woman in tech, and she's an incredible friend. And she's a blessing in anyone's life that she's in. So definitely connect with her on the socials. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Hope you enjoyed that. If you're looking to connect with other incredible female founders, engineers, investors, and designers, women in tech, go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. That takes you straight to the Facebook group that is the Women in Tech Facebook group. And it's so cool because people are already always sharing like positive stories and news and just helping one another. Bye, guys.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.